You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Hong Kong delays elections, the U.S. spends billions on a vaccine deal, and experts look at the impacts of air conditioning. Here's what you should know. The day after President Trump suggested the U.S. election should potentially be delayed, Hong Kong actually made the move to delay its election by a year, citing coronavirus concerns. Critics aren't buying it, though, and decry the move as part of a larger trend of China curbing Hong Kong's autonomy. The U.S. government has struck a $2.1 billion deal with French pharmaceutical company Sanofi and Great Britain's GlaxoSmithKline to produce 100 million doses of an experimental coronavirus vaccine. The Trump administration has now spent more than $8 billion on experimental coronavirus vaccines as part of its Operation Warp Speed. A growing body of research suggests that spaces that lack ventilation and new air may be helping spread the deadly coronavirus, which could explain why summer's heat hasn't slowed the spread like some had hoped. Experts say you should avoid air-conditioned areas that aren't bringing in outside air when you can. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.